So where you disgusting swear? So now says, oh, Malayim, Zera says back, you know what I meant to say? L'shekinegdai kamina. I meant to say that not that the Rayah should swear, but the owner now has to swear that I gave you over the eight, and you should get paid for that eight. That's called shekinegdai kamina. Like Rashi says, in Shavua mutavasalot, any time a Shavua is chal upon somebody, and he can't swear because he's possible for Shavua, the Rabbanan Alochu is nishpa shekinegdai. The other person that's asking for the money, he has the right to swear that you owe it him, and v'naitl, and he collects the money. Like the Gemara in Shavua says, she'achoshera la Shavua, any time a Reuven has to swear to Shimon, and we can't let Reuven swear because he's a choshen, we're afraid he's going to lie, he's going to swear false. The Chum made a takana that the other person swears and collects. So that's what we meant to say over here. That really, this Roy is called like a Moedim Mixas. He has to swear. But since we can't let him swear, then the owner would swear that I gave you eight, and he'll be able to collect. So Mar says, if so, that's what Reb Zera meant. Hash to name the lesson of the Reb Chiya. So then even if we don't have like Reb Chiya, even if this is not called the case of Moedim Mixas, still, Mechayvim Midrav Nachman. Still, the halacha should be is that the owner should swear to the Roya that you owe me these sheep, the eight sheep, and he should be able to collect it. Why? The Tanan, because we learn like this. And Mechayvim Midrav Nachman should be Mechayvim because of Rav Nachman's halacha. The Tanan, we learn like this. Mara li biyadcha. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon answers back, Ein lecho biyadi. You don't owe me anything. He's a kaifa bakoyo. So halacha is potter. Avadim midirais is potter from a shvua. But still, the Yomer of Nachman, Nachman says, you should know, Mashbiyu noisai Shavuos Heses. Shavuos Heses means a Shavuos Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, still we want you to swear that you, to what you're saying, that you don't know anything. The Rashi says, Heses means Lashon of Shavuos, Shehesisu Chachamim, that the Chachamim put upon you. And the reason is, like Rashi brings down, the Gemara says, because it's the Moran Shua says, Chazoka ein odem toyin elim ken yesh le biyodoi. And there's also Chazoka, if Reuven says he owe me $100, there's a big suffix to Bezdin that maybe you really owe the $100. Because a person doesn't come stand out of the blue moon and say, you owe me $100. But there's a Chazoka, usually if I say you owe me $100, there's some truth to it. So therefore, when you come and say, Koifa bakoyol, midirabonim, we want you to swear to it. That's a Nachman's Chiddush. So here also, this Roya, he's a Koifa bakoyol. But Midrav Nachman, though, he has to swear Midrabbanan that he does not owe you the other eight. Now, in this case, since he's a Gazlan, he can't swear. So since he can't swear, there should be a dinah shekinegdai nishpa that the owner should swear to the eight and collect it. So why do you, Reb Zera, have to say this only goes according to Rabbi Chiya, even not according to Rabbi Chiya, even without the shvua of a Moedim V'Mikzas? But still, we have the shvua of Koyka Bakol here. So the answer to that wouldn't be Shri. I'll tell you, the parrot says, the Rav Nachman Takantihi. This Shvua Bechad that Rav Nachman made up by Kaifa Bakoz is Shvua Midrabbanan. It's at the Kwanam Midrabbanan. And therefore, usually the Kral is, the Takanta, le Takanta le Yadinan. We do not make a second Takana on the first Takana. In other words, this klal of shekinegdo yishav avito, that in the case where the lev himself cannot swear, or here the roi himself cannot swear, that we let the other person, the owner, swear to collect it, that's also only a takonim of the rabbanon. Midiraisd, if you can't swear, you should be proper. So now that's only a takonim of the rabbanon, that we let the other one swear and collect. So when did the rabbanon make the takonim? If the shvu was supposed to be a shvu midiraisa. If according to Reb Chiya Kamaisa that is called the Shvua Moedim V'Mikzas, then we'll let the owner here swear to collect. But if only goes according to Rav Nachman that the Shvua the Raya would have to swear is only a Shvua Midrabbanan, a Shvua of Kofar Rav Bakom, and a Shvua Midrabbanan, we don't have such a takana that in the case we can't swear to let the owner swear and collect, but rather we say and leave it the way it is. So therefore it's good what Reb Zera meant to say, he'll only have to swear, the owner could swear to collect only according to Reb Chiya. Now the Gemara is Tamakasha, go like an Abaya. The Tepik lay the heavenly Roya. Like you, Abaya, your Kasha was, how could we let this Roya swear? Because he's a Gazlin, because we have to wait and send that he stole two of them. So the Gemara is Tamasa, according to you, Abaya, you should have asked Tam. He's a Roya, he's a shepherd. And the Yom Rav Yudav Yudav says, you should know, Stam Roya Apostle. A regular Roya is Apostle Yadis. Because we have like a Chazaka come out that he's going to let his sheep pasture in somebody else's field. So he's going to be over the Yisig Zela. He's like a Goslin. Therefore we don't let him swear. So why do you have to say this Ray can't swear because we have two Adim that he stole, even without the two Adim? But Stam Ray is also Apostle Yadis, Apostle Ashur. When I tell you like Kash, there's no Stira. Hodi Dei, Hodi Alma. It depends who the shepherd, which sheep he's taking care of. One he's taking care of his own sheep, then we have this chazak, he's going to be a gavlin. That he'll go and let his own sheep pasture in somebody else's field. But when do we talk about here now that the Stam Roya would have been kosher liedus, a kosher for sure? It's only here because we saw him steal. Hodi Alma, that's when this Roya, the shepherd, is taking care of somebody else's sheep. Because the svar always is, like we'll soon see, that ain't adam chaytav oylai. Like, if it doesn't belong to him, the sheep, so why should you do an aveira? Why should you let the sheep pasture in somebody else's field? A person will only do an aveira if he has to gain on it. For if he has nothing to gain, then he won't do the aveira. The Gemara now brings the proof of this. Dila teimroch, if you're not going to say like this, if so, if you tell me what, that every single shepherd, even though he's working for somebody else, we can't trust him. We have to be afraid he's going to let the sheep pasture in somebody else's field. If so, anan chiyusim roya hechim asrimin. How do we have the right to give over our sheep to any shepherd to watch? Torah says you can't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. In other words, here you should not be able to give your sheep to a shepherd because you know the shepherd's going to be over the Yisrael Gzela. Ella, what do we have to say? No, that chazaka einodim choytev loiloi. There's a chazaka that a person does not do a chet if he has nothing to gain from it. So the shepherd, if he's only working for somebody else's sheep, why should he be over the Yisrael Gzela? He has nothing to gain. So in other words, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that a Stam Roy is a gazlin? That's only he was a shepherd for his own sheep. When he's watching his own stuff, then we say he'll be a chayte, he'll let it to shepherd, let it pasture in somebody else's field, but I'll call upon him, he'll gain something. So then Rabbi Yehuda said we have to be afraid, like the it's too hard for him to control himself. We have to be afraid he was over the Yisa. But then here we're talking about he's only a shepherd for somebody else's flocks. Then we do not say that he'll be over the Yisa Gezel. Therefore, it's good to observe that Rabbi Yisa Kasha, the only reason why this Roy we should not swear is because we know we did a Maisik Zela. But if it wouldn't have been for the Maisik Zela and the Chanami, then we would have let him sworn. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Afhei Yamed Beis. Atah. Then the Mishnah says, Yei Yishov Hashem Leibol Pochus Mechetzio. He has to swear that he doesn't have less than half, and the other one swears that he doesn't have less than half, and then the din is Yachloiku. So now the Gemara clears exactly what is this Shavuot. What do you mean to swear Shein Leibol Pochus Mechetzio? So more is, Al the Isle Mishtaba, does he have to swear that he has a half in it? Or Al the Lesle Mishtaba, or else is he swearing that he does not have less than half in this talus? That's the question. So Rashi explains like this. Al the Yisle Mishtab, Rashi says, Habol Yishov Ablito Chetzio. If you go to swear to take half of the talus, Sarachu Yishov Shreshle Bo Chetzio, do you have to swear that you own half of this talus? That's one way to learn. Or Yishov, or else you have to swear, Shein Le Bo Pochus Mechetzio. You're swearing that you do not have less than half. Because Shema Ein Le Bo Klo, maybe you don't own anything here, like maybe the whole talus belongs to the other person. Therefore, v'chi mishtaba, when you swear, shein lebo pochus mechetzah, that you don't have less than if, b'yem esu nishpat, stak it true, you don't have less than if, because you don't have anything. Shein lo klum, so I said, like, dibishlem, if you would say you really have a third of the talus or a quarter of the talus, if you're really a quarter would belong to you, and you swear that you don't have less than half, so that's a sheker, because you have less than half. If you don't have anything, that's not called a shvur sheker. So that's the question, what exactly do you mean to swear here this lashon of Shein Lebo Pochus Mechetzio? So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, the Amar, you say like this, Shavua Sheyesh Libo, you have to swear that you do have, but V'yein Libo Pochus Mechetzio. I swear I do have something here, and I'm also swearing that I do not have less than half. So Samara says, V'neima, why don't you just say, Shavua Shekulishli, let him just swear that I have the whole thing, the way he says. Samara says, no, that we can't do. U'miyavinin le'kulei, do we give him the whole talus? We're not giving him the whole talus. So since we're not giving him the whole talus, we can't let him swear that he gets the whole thing, because it's not right. It's like a las on bestin. He's swearing the whole thing belongs to him, we're only giving you half. So therefore, we don't let you swear that the whole thing belongs to you. But v'neima, let's say, Shavua Shechetzishli, so let him swear clearly that half belongs to him.
So Gemara says, no, moral lelu diburei, that's also no good, because he's making it bad for the words that he said. He just said before that the whole thing belongs to him. So how could he swear that only half belongs to him? So therefore we don't let him just swear that half belongs to him. But so Moritz's question though, but hashtanami now also, moral lelu diburei, it's also bad for his dibur. Diyama kulishli. So Moritz is like this, because diyama kulishli, he said the whole thing belongs to him. So now that we're making him swear that he doesn't have less than half, that's also called Maro Lidiburei, like a Manushach. He himself said he owns the whole talus. So to make it sound right, it should be he should swear the whole thing belongs to him. Once he doesn't swear the whole thing belongs to him, it's also called Maro Lidiburei. So Mora says no, the way we do it is good, because really he says the whole thing belongs to him. But Ulidivreichem, but according to what you're saying, what Bezdin is saying, Shavua Shiesh Libo, V'yein Libo, Pochos Mechetzio. That what that it's according to what you're saying. Like Rashi says, Diyama Kulish to what says Tziruf, this part of the Teretz already. In other words, really what the person says, true, Reuven first said, the whole thing belongs to me. But now Uludivrechim, Rashi says, Shainatam Aminimli, but according to you, the Chachamim, the Bezdin, that you're not believing me on the whole thing. Like you're only gonna give me half of it. So therefore I'll only swear according to what you're gonna give me. Shua Shiesh Libo, I swear that I have something in this talus. But the only I don't have less than half. So therefore, it's not clearly against what you're saying either way. It's not clearly against that you don't own the whole thing. And it's also not clearly against that you own nothing. So this is the best way to let him swear that it should sound good, both for the side of Bezdin and both for the side of the person himself. Now the Gemara says, since Lemaisa, these two people are both holding on to the talus. Like the Mishnah says, Shnayim Urchzim Batalis. So really we see the talis right now by both of them. So it should be a pure din of Yachleiku. If so, Shvua Zulami. Lama, what does the Mishnah say you have to swear? It's like there's no Hamaitzi Mechaveru Olavarai here. It's a regular Momina Mutu Pesophic without any Muchzik. So according to everybody, the din should be Yachleiku. So why do we have to swear? It's true. It's a new takonim of the rabbanim that you have to swear in our Mishnah. Why? That we don't want people to get used to going and grabbing away somebody else's talis and saying that it belongs to him. So therefore, we make them swear. The other Gemara is the question, but if you're afraid that that's the chashash, that somebody's just going to go and grab away somebody else's talis, so it's like a real goslin. If so, the name of, why don't we say, Migu de Choshed Amamayna, Choshed Nam Yashu Asai. Like if the person is Choshed, he doesn't care to be able to lap away things, he doesn't care to go grab away somebody else's money, so the Chor the same way he won't care to swear false. So what is it going to help to make him swear? He'll swear false the same way he's going to go and grab away somebody else's talus. Tomorrow says no, according to Rabbi Yochanan at least, that loy amrina, we do not say migul de choshe amamayna choshe rashvuasai. We do not say this. So Rashi says why the chamahu leinshi is a shvua miyisik zela. What you have to say is it's harder to a person. It's chamar the avera, the punishment of swearing false, than it is just to steal. So therefore, even though a person will go and steal, but if he knows he has to swear about it, he'll be afraid to swear false. In other words, we do not say, Migu de Chosh Amamayna, Chosh Rashvu Asai. No, rather, even though the person is Chosh Amamayna, we are not Choshed, he'll swear false. And the Moran now brings proof of this, because the Eloi Tehmi Hoch, even not going to say like this, Ho di Yom Rachmona, that is the Torah says, Moi de Mixas a Taini Yishava, we know that Moi de Mixas, when you admit half of my Taina, you have to swear with your Isom. If so, name it, why don't we say, Migu de Chosh Amamayna, Chosh Rashvu Asai. Like I ask you for $100, and you admit you owe me 50. So we say now the other 50, L'chura, you're denying. So L'chura is called like a Chosh Amamayna. So how do we let you swear on the other 50 that you do not owe it? So here you see, we're not afraid that even though you're lying upon the money, when it comes to swear, you won't swear false. So one says no, from the other is no proof. I tell you, over there, really, the person is not really a choshed agzela. He's only pushing off the payment, like we had before. Kid Rabba, like Rabba said. Like he says, what's those swear might have mixed as a thainam? Because he really should have denied the whole thing, but he can't. Ain't not the mayor's punif. Really, he should admit the whole thing, but he just doesn't have enough money right now. So he feels he's just going to push off by saying no. He doesn't mean really to steal the money. He just means to push off for time to pay up later. So therefore, we let him swear right now. But it could be in a case where we know for sure the person's a choshed amamayna, the person's over the lava, way sigzol, maybe then we will not let him swear.
The Gemara says,
now teda, bring your proof of this svara. The Yomer of Yidi Beravin, Omer of Chizda, HaKoyfe b'milva, if somebody denies a milva. Now, as I say, I lent you money, and you say, no, I did not take the money, still koshly aidus. He's not called like a gazlan, he's still koshly aidus, we believe him to be an aid. But pikodin, if you koyfin a pikodin, I say I gave you an object to watch for me, and you say no, you do not have it. Then posliadis, there you posliadis. So what's the difference? Because by a milva we say you took the money, but you don't have the money around anymore. So you're, by saying no, you only mean to push off a time. That's not something like you're choshed, like you're mariheta. Mashenkin by pikodin with the chayfut is by you. Here you have the right to hold on to it. So if you used to hold on to it, that's called choshed, therefore you posliadis. So we have no proof anymore about migu. Maybe we do say migu the choshed amamayna choshed ashvosai. So one says, another proof is like this. Elohad toni Rami Bachama. That's the Rami Bachama said that we had before, that abor shemrim tzrichin tzvira b'miksas voidah b'miksas. He holds that when does a shemah have to swear his shvuas hashemrim? Only if he also admits to one shor and he denies one shor. So that's the case where they have to swear where there's a kfirah, they're denying one share also. So the question is, name, why don't we say migu the charsha amamayna, since he's denying one share, so it's like he's over the sigzol, he's charsha amamayna, so if so, charsha shvua asai. So how do we listen to a shvua? Like for the one that is tining, that it was nignavah, that he has to swear he wasn't a pesheya, how do we believe him? Since this person is a kofer, we have to be afraid that he's choshed amamayna. So how do we ever let a shema swear? Someone says, no, there's no proof. I'll tell you, hostam over there, nami. Ishtemutikom ishtamit. Over there also, the fact that the shemer wants to swear that the shor was stolen from him, he's just pushing off for time. He doesn't really mean to be a gazlin, because Savri thinks, mishkachna laganif. Maybe we'll find the ganef that took away the shor. V'tafistele, and I'll grab it away from him. Inamirios mishkachna le biyagam. Maybe I say it was lost from me, but I'm ashamed to say it's lost. Well, because it maybe was lost to Pshia, but I say it was beyanus right now. Well, my sin like was, maybe I'll find it. So that I'm saying, something happened, it's not called the real furious moment, it's not called the Yechosh Ramamayna. I'm only pushing off a time where to find it. But it's again like Yishtimutikom Yishtamit. But maybe in the case where there's a really Kofer, where there's a really Yechosh Ramamayna, maybe then we won't believe him. Yeah. So that's the number two, 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 the number two,